Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Nadia Angelini, Intuitive Life Coach. So excited to be with you guys today. It is the final month of the year, you guys. It's a miracle we made it through. I really kind of feel like it's a miracle. I hope that you guys got so many gifts from this year, because next year is definitely a different energy. I will definitely go more into it when we do our January update. But for now, let's talk about December. Now, I want to share with you guys that whenever I do these energy updates, I always just ask for the highest information. And a lot of times what I'm feeling is there's going to be so much fast change. So I'm getting the energies of December, and, you know, it could change again next week and the next week. So, you know, I'm just going to keep you guys. If I get something massively different coming in, I will send out a newsletter. But this is what I'm getting as of now. So there still seems to be this sort of continued change. There's this rapid fire change, but this time it doesn't feel like chaos or struggle. It feels like positive change. It's like the old has died and it's time for the new to start rebuilding itself. Now, what does this mean for you in your life? It means massive transitions. As I told you guys last year, 2020 was the beginning of a massive transition from the old to the new. So this is going to be a 10-year process on the outside world. But for you as an individual, this could be a 30-day process. This could be super fast. It depends on where you are and what you're choosing. So much about this time, you guys, is who are you choosing to be? Where are you choosing to put your energy? This is the focus. This is what you need to think about, because December is bringing aha moments. It's bringing clarity. It's bringing support. It's bringing growth. It's bringing awareness. There's such a fast momentum that you can really level up this month moving into the next year. So one of the themes for December is going to be true expression. And what this means is being really true to yourself, even if it's uncomfortable, even if it's scary, even if people don't like it, really being willing to be in your truth, the good, the bad, and the ugly, bringing all of yourself to the table. This is what, when you can sort of accept all the parts of yourself, all the imperfect parts and the good parts, when we merge them all together, that's what brings our power. Because I'll be the first to tell you guys, like, the reason I do this work is because I had an imperfect childhood and I'm an imperfect person and I'm constantly looking at myself. Like, my struggles are being a mother. Like, every day I'm going, how can I be better as a person? Like, wow, I just lost my temper and that didn't feel good. I want to be more balanced. How can I take responsibility and show my kids that it's okay to be imperfect? It's okay to make mistakes. And so mistakes are okay, you guys, but it's what we do with them. It's what we learn from them. So I know most of us in this group are so hard on ourselves. So this is really a great month to go, dude, I got this. I'm killing it. Let's move into 2021 feeling amazing. You're going to notice that if you're somebody that's been super, super triggered, you're not going to be as triggered this month. If you're somebody that has not been triggered, you might be super triggered this month. There's this sort of pendulum swing going on this month. And I want you guys to really just be kind to yourselves. And like I said, embrace and love all the parts of yourself. This is how we heal. We don't reject the ugly, scary parts, the fearful parts. We embrace them. We go, hey, that's okay, like we would a child. So many are still fearing things have power over me. Like, when there are these shutdowns with COVID, I mean, we're in the home stretch here, people, but with the government, whatever it is, there still is this sense of the massive theme of 2020, which has been power, whether it be, you know, whatever you perceive to have power over you. So in December, if you can really call in your own power, if you can really go, where am I giving my power away? Whether it's to my job or to COVID or whatever it is, it's like, hey, I can create my life. Let me stay focused on where I am powerful. Okay. And I know it sounds cliche, guys, and we talk about this all the time, but I wrote this quote in my energy update, because give attention to what feels good and give less attention if it doesn't feel good. Now, I'm the first one to tell you, if I'm triggered, I need to vent. I need to get it out. I'm that kind of person. I need to talk it out with someone, and then I always feel better. You find what works for you, and then I can start moving towards the solution. That's what works for me. So sometimes I need to focus on the negative for a second. I need to look right at it, but then I'm going to give attention to what do I really want. I want to feel supported. I want abundance. I want to feel safe. I want to whatever it may be. Okay. because December is bringing this energy of really finding your personal power and your inner strength. This is not a time to sort of sit back and let things just happen. It is the time to take more of a proactive approach. And the questions you're going to ask yourself is, who do I want to be? How do I want to feel about myself? How do I want my daily life to unfold? I want to know, again, you guys know my favorite mantra, everything's always working out for me. So when I'm stressed, I'm like, hey, it's all working out for me. I'm going to chill out because it's all working out for me. I put the in the energy update, the for some reason we've been into like 90s jams at my house. My kids are really into Ice Ice Baby and You Can't Touch This. Don't ask me how this happened. And then the song I've Got the Power came on and I was like, yes, like that was the song that came into my mind of really letting yourself own how powerful you are. I want to share with you guys that I'm reading my son, the Sarah series by Abraham Hicks. It's children's books. It's really made for probably 8 to 11-year-olds, but my son is 5. So I read it to him every night and we read a few chapters and it's basically teaching, the laws of attraction through this little girl's journey. And it's really, really great for kids. And I love sharing it with my son. And one of the things it said last night, and I was like, wow, I have to share this with the group tomorrow. And it said, this owl that she's friends with in the book is teaching her because she's really negative and angry and there are these bullies at school and she's really upset. And she said, how can I feel good when I'm looking at these mean kids? Like, I can't feel good. And he said, well, then you're in a trap, right? Because you're closing yourself off to your own guidance when you are looking at them and feeling bad. And she's like, well, how do I not look at them and feel bad? He's like, what you need to do is just open your valve and let source throw through you. When you have an open valve, you will see things the way your source sees them. And I literally, it just hit me like a ton of bricks. You know, sometimes you've seen and heard the same thing over and over and over again, but I literally just was like, yes, that's it. It's not that I need to feel good about something that is bad or negative or evil or scary. It's that I need to open my valve anyway. I need to open my heart anyway. I need to go, wow, I feel bad because I care so much about people, because I want everybody to be kind and love each other. That feels better than condemning people. Hate is always hurting me. So keep your valves open. No matter what's happening, if you're afraid, that's okay. Open your valve, open that heart, open that guidance to that guidance from your source, from your soul, from your higher self, from God, whatever you want to call it. Okay. Cause you got the power. That's what I said to my son. He goes, mommy, where is God in heaven? Is it, you know, he asked me and I go, buddy, God's in you. He goes, right. And the animals and the plants. I'm like, right. It's in everything. I'm so grateful that I get to teach him this at such a young age. So the big quote around this is the world does not have to conform in order for you to feel good. Calibrate to what's coming, not to what is. I love this so much because I will get so stuck on what's happening in the now that I don't go, what's coming? And I can do it with other people really, really easily. But with my own stuff, it's harder. It's harder. So this is why it's great to have friends and colleagues that you can go, hey, what do you feel around this when you're super triggered? This is really a time of connection and helping each other and supporting each other in our own journeys. Because for me, I tend to go with other people, it's clear as day. So for myself, I go, okay, let me keep my valve open. What's coming? It's all good. It's all working out. Like whenever I go into what's coming, I can feel the good energy and I need to hold on to that and go there all the time, you guys, because I'm a hypersensitive human being and I run at 1,000 cylinders. I am like super speed. So if something goes off, the whole machine breaks down. So I need to be vigilant. And I think most of us are like that. You know, this is why you're here. This is why you're called to this work. But on the other hand, I'm super powerful. When I'm clear, when I'm really connected to my source, oh my gosh, I am super powerful. So that's what I want you guys to experience this month going into 2021. Going into 2021, I want you to be solid already. So always recommend in the last month of the year to do intention setting and releasing exercises. You know, I have a friend that's like, oh, they don't work. It never works. I'm like, well, that's a belief. So decide that it's going to work. Decide that this is going to work for me. So I always look at what am I leaving behind and what am I moving forward towards? You know, I put in the energy update, some of mine, so you can totally check that out. I also did a prayer of appreciation. one of my very close friends who I've been helping, she sent me a beautiful gratitude journal. And I just love these, you guys. I do it on my own, but it's so great to maybe have a structure or something where you're really diligent about it, because you will see a difference if you practice appreciation and gratitude. So whatever you can do in a day to help practice that, it really will change your vibration. And what you do today changes your tomorrow, you guys. If you change where you're feeling just a slight bit better in that moment, you're changing what you're getting. And that's how fast it is right now, you guys. So let's get this party started. By the way, thank you for all of you. I got such an overwhelming response for the 30-minute New Year's readings. So thank you guys. I am booked next week and the week after as of right now. I'm waiting for a couple confirmations, but the week I still have left, I have dates of the week of the 28th, that last week of December, I still have some openings. So it's $100 for a 30-minute 2021 reading, which they're so fun to do. I love doing them. They're super fun. And all we're doing, one of you guys emailed me and they were like, I'm confused, if things aren't set in stone, how can you sort of, read what's coming? And I said, well, you have a trajectory of your energy. Where you are in the moment that we're doing the reading is showing me your energetic patterns and the trajectory that you're headed. Now, when we do the reading, you can decide that you want to keep that and water that, or you can go, I don't like the trajectory I'm on. I'm going to shift it. So that's how it works, guys. I'm just reading where your energy is headed in the moment that we're talking and what's coming for you as far as where you are in the now. So I find them really fun. I hope you do too. Sorry, let's get this party started. Let's start taking some callers. As usual, I will call out your area code and please stay alert and give me your name and where you're from, even if I know you. Thank you. All right, 917. Hello.
Hi, Nadia. It's Anna.
Hi, Anna. Last time, your phone was crazy last time. I'm so glad it's fixed. I can hear you.
Yes, yes. Great. So I have a question about the house, the apartment.
Okay.
My former tenant moved out, and I have a potential new tenant later in the month, coming in later in the month.
Great.
So just wanted to get any sense of anything that you may have about him. His name is Sean. And is that like a good tenant or?
Yeah, I immediately got a yes around him. I immediately felt like, yes, this is a good person. Yes, this is what you're asking for. That the only thing I'm feeling is that you're sort of, how do I say this? You need to sort of get out of your own head right now, Anna. You need to you're in that space where I want you to sort of get a little life and energy back. Because they immediately told me, don't worry, there's a heavy energy around you. And I want you to do breath work, do breathing into your body, get the cells awake and alive. I really just want this for you, because the tenant thing, it's like, oh, it's already done. Don't worry about it. That was the energy I got.
Oh, good. Okay.
Was there something else you wanted to ask about?
With the first floor tenant or no change?
Let me just see. I'm not seeing a change. I'm seeing that they feel at home there, that they consider it their home. They feel at home there. That's what I feel from them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
they're good. Happy there. They feel at home. Thank you, Mama. Great to hear your voice.
Oh, yeah. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Love you.
All right. Next I have 716.
That's
Hello?
Me, Susan.
Hi.
From Niagara Falls.
Hi, Susan. How can I help you today?
Hi. I'm coming into some a little bit of money, and I'm just wondering what to do with it, whether I should put
it
in there.
Well, that's exciting. Yay, abundance. Yay, manifestation. I love hearing that.
So I'm wondering if I should put it into my house or if I should hold on to it for a special needs thing. Or my house needs work. I'm not sure if I even want to stay in this house or not. I'm kind of up in the air.
Sure. I mean, what I would say is which feels better, because they both are I mean, going into the house to me doesn't feel as fun. What do you think?
Well, the house needs a lot of work, and I'm not sure if I want to stay in this house or not.
That was my feeling. It's like, why am I going to do all this work and then not stay? You know, so what I would say is I wouldn't make a decision until it feels really good to make that decision. I mean, what I want you to do is go, hey, I don't know yet. Show me the clarity, because I don't know that where the money's supposed to go has been revealed yet. If that makes sense.
Yes. I've had some issues. My son had a stroke in October and he's having some issues there. And I'm just wondering if I should think more in terms of like getting, you know, a place for us both to take more care of one and each other.
Sure, sure. So what I would do, you know, what I feel from you, Susan, is there's a lack of clarity. And what I think you need to do is sit down, write down all the options. And I want you to really trust yourself, because you have strong intuition, and going, which feels the best to me? Which feels like the right thing? Now, that felt better than putting it into the house, what you just said. You know, so I want you to get real clarity on going, this feels better. This feels better.
Put it into like a new place that both
right
like to share.
Exactly. That feels better to me. Do you feel the difference?
Yeah, that feels really good to me too.
Yeah,
because
so that's what I would do.
And
moving forward, it is a lot of work. And moving forward, that's how you want to do things. You want to go, okay, this is what feels better, so this is what I'm doing. You know.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Susan.
Yeah, you're welcome, Nadia. Thank you.
All right. Next, I got 843. Hello.
This is Robert from South Carolina.
Hi, cutie pie.
Hello. I'm very happy. I'm ready to let it all in.
Yeah.
And what I want some clarity around is moving to Charleston. It's kind of like my dream place. I want to live on the peninsula. I want a fabulous house. And I'm not letting myself get into any details because those aren't as fun. And I don't want to bog myself down because I'm letting it
sure,
in.
Sure, yes,
I just wanted to
yes.
get some ideas about you.
So
about what you think.
I think it feels great. I think you're ready. I think you're excited about it. I think that it's going to unfold perfectly. And I think for you, it's about giving yourself permission to be excited. Because I think sometimes you're like, I'm scared to be excited. Because if I'm excited and then it doesn't happen, I'm going to be upset, right? Does that make sense?
To a degree, I start thinking of practicality.
Okay, so what are the things where you feel the resistance?
Where am I going to get the money? Oh, I need to do this in order to get the money.
Okay,
and
so
I think it's just those things.
Right, so this is how you want to clean it up. Bring me the money. I'm ready. This feels good to me. Bring me the money in a way that's fun, that's easy, that's magical. So for you, it's not avoiding that resistance, but going towards it and deliberately doing something about it.
I like the way, bring me the money in a way that's magical.
And magical and fun and easy.
That.
You know, I have a client that literally 3 months ago, struggling with money, and literally magically had a huge amount of money come in yesterday. And she called me, she's like, it literally came in out of nowhere. And I'm like, that's how we want it. Out of nowhere. I didn't have to do anything. It just came. But it's because it's been 3 months of her opening and doing gratitude and getting into receiving mode. And it will magically appear like that. So, you know, Robert, you're such a powerful little being. And I want you to, like I said in the beginning, own that power. Be like, it's coming easy. This is what I want because it feels so good. I know that the solutions are coming in. This thing feels so good to me that the resources are coming to support it.
Okay. Okay.
Does that make sense?
I think I can get down with that. It does. It makes sense. Like, I want it to come magically because I'm not interested in the details and the technical.
No,
I want
no,
it magically
no.
and easy.
Magically and easy. Like, you know, I want you to open the ways. I don't want you to limit how the money can come in. You know, it's really easy to go, okay, I have to do this horrible thing I don't want to do to get this money, you know, or a crappy job I don't want to do. That's where your head is because that's what you've known in the past. And so you want to open to go, I don't know. I'm letting magic into my life. I'm letting miracles into my life. You do it, universe. We got this. Make it happen. I'm going to sit back and love my life.
I'm excited for it.
Yes. Yes. That's where you want to be.
Okay. Yeah. I think I can do this. So I'll pre-call on you shortly. I hope I'm calling you by the summer to be like, hey, Nadia, why don't you come on down to Charleston? You can stay with me, you and your family, and my Charleston single.
So
we'll have sweet
cute.
Tea on the porch.
Oh, my God. I love everything about it. No more COVID. Everyone got the vaccine. We done. My kids would just, would just love them. They would just give you a big squeeze, my younger one especially.
That's exciting. We'll go down to the Battery Park. They can climb the oak trees.
They would love it. It'll be wonderful.
Can't you see it? It'll be fun.
I see. It'll be so fun. I can't wait to travel again. I will say that. Thank you, Robert. I always love hearing your voice.
I love hearing yours too. Goodbye.
Bye, sweetie. All right, next I have, okay, does this not want to click? No, it does not. Okay, next I have 415. Hello.
Hey, Nadia, this is Paula from California.
Hey, Paula, how are you, sweet girl?
Okay.
Getting shut down again over here. Getting shut down again, but that's okay.
Your talk was great.
Oh,
can
good.
You hear
Thanks,
me?
Sweetie. Yes, I can.
Oh, okay. The bell is so important. That makes all the difference, you know, because I had this dream this morning. It has to do with work. I work in a place that's very hierarchical, and I'm really, you know, working on dissolving those walls. And so my dream was I was at work, and then I was at the children's table in the meeting. And I was like, oh, that's so interesting about, because it's like my power, like diminished power.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But then if you open the valve, you know, it's
people treat you the way you see yourself, you know, and
exactly.
it's seeing, and I get it, you know, A, we're women, B, we're sensitive, and that has never been a perception of power. And I think that knowing, like I look at Brené Brown and Dolly Parton and all these successful women that are being vulnerable in front of people, that are being honest and open in front of people, and how powerful it is, how absolutely powerful it is. That is the new energy. And the old toxic male energy, you know, because there are beautiful men on this planet. There are men that are kind and beautiful and balanced and giving and understanding. And that's the new male that's coming in, you know, and the new female is coming into the power, is coming into the strength, is coming in. It's like there's this balancing happening and you're feeling that. You know, a woman doesn't have to be masculine and hard to be powerful, because that's what it's been for, 100 years. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. So then what can I do? You know, like, I guess, you know, what does the channel say, you know, like for me to open up and just really become
to own
that
your power.
Powerful person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So first of all, it's a choice, you know, and Dee and I always talk about this, is why do I want to feel powerful? Talk about the why. I want to feel powerful because it's who I really am, because I know I'm connected to source, because I want to love everybody. And it's because I know I'm meant for something bigger. And it's because of this. That's what you want to amplify. The why do I want to feel powerful? You know,
I just
why?
Want to be who, just be.
I want to
be who I am.
Force,
no
a
judgment,
force for
anything.
Good. A force for good. Like, my husband loves Star Wars, and he's always like, I want to be the Jedi. I want to be the force for good. You know, I want to be on the right side of history. I want to be, you know, somebody that's uplifting the world, not bringing it down. You know, as because
standing.
I'm in my power. Yeah, I'm standing for in truth in myself. And it's the most powerful thing to me is, you know, it's so scary. When I started doing this kind of work and videos and all this stuff, it was so scary, because when you put yourself out there, that little girl comes up, of like the little 7-year-old girl that was teased and bullied and made fun of for being exactly who I am today. I would sell them. I would see angels. I was talking to God. I was a weirdo kid. Okay. So, you know, I was severely bullied and made fun of. And so that little girl, as soon as I started doing this work, was really scared that same thing was going to happen to me. And then I got real clarity about who I was and my truth. And now people can say hateful things to me. I'll sometimes get emails and I'm like, whatever, it's fine. Bye. But it doesn't bother me. Why? Because I have clarity in who I am. It took time, but that little girl is the same as your little girl. That little girl goes, I'm going to get attacked if I really stand in who I am. I'm going to be made fun of. I'm not safe if I stand in the truth of who I am, because who I am is very sensitive, very sensitive. But that sensitivity doesn't mean I need to be easily hurt. It means I can go, wow, I'm so sensitive that I can see if you're attacking me, that's you and that's not me. Does that make sense? Did I lose you, girl, Paula? Oh, I dropped you, girl. You lost. She got dropped. That's okay. Hopefully you got that message. Okay. We're moving forward. Next is 510. Hello.
Hi, Nadia. It's Emily. Emily, California.
Californians are representing today. Hi, girl.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I am so feeling this power. I would love a general, and I have a question. My hair is noticeably thinner, and
okay.
I'm wondering what's up with that.
Okay, so when did you notice it, and how does it make you feel?
Yeah, it's been within the last month, noticeably thinner.
Okay.
And it makes me feel old, actually.
Yeah, there it is. Right. So what I was going to say is, there is this sense of you when you were able to travel and pre-COVID and this sort of adventure side that's really makes you feel youthful.
Yeah.
You know, and now that that's taken, it's like it's suffocating you a little bit. There's a sense of, I don't know how to express my childlike adventure energy right now, you know, and really trying to find a way. You know, I'm a big fan of J-Lo because she's a master manifester. I'm not, you know, a fan of her music, but I'm a fan of her as a human being, as what a powerful creator she is. And she said something about, she said, I have a mantra and it is, I am timeless and ageless. I am timeless and beautiful at every age. And I love that. And I was like, yes, girl, I'm writing it down. I'm timeless and beautiful at every age. And what you want to do is go, what does it make me want? I want to feel vital and energized. And the hair means you need nutrients. You need to be fueling yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. So find a way to fuel yourself. And on the physical plane, they're showing me something natural, like tea tree oil, something natural on your scalp, like castor oil, tea tree oil, that type of vibe. There's something natural you can do on a physical level because they're showing me something with your scalp, not your hair.
There's something on your scalp.
Okay. I don't know what that means. I don't know if there's like bacteria or what it is, but they're showing me something on your scalp on the physical plane. Okay. But energetically it's, you know, as women, it's tough. Again, this is about power. This is what J-Lo's turning around. And even Dolly Parton, who's in her 70s, still selling out shows, is that I can be whoever I want. You don't get to tell me, like, I think J-Lo said, I was waiting to be irrelevant. She's like, I turned 35. And then 45, and I'm like, I'm going to be irrelevant. And then I went, oh, wait, I don't have to be. I can be whoever I want to be. Like, wait a second. I can be 51 and touring. Who's going to tell me?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, that's it. That's what we want to do. Also, it's a money stress for you. The stress is going to your hair as well. Lack of adventure,
money
lack
stress.
Of feeling free, and money stress. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yes,
amazing.
Girl.
Thank you.
But there's solutions. There's solution. I don't see it's like a long-term thing. This is a temporary symptom.
Okay.
Thanks, Emily.
Thank you. Love you.
Nice. Mwah, love you. Next, I have 505. We're ripping through people today. I love it. Hello.
Hey, Nadia. It's Phyllis in New Mexico.
Hi. How are you?
Hey,
I think I haven't talked
doing?
To you in a few months.
Yeah. I'll do a general. Everything's going forward,
great. Yeah, you were doing really well last time we checked in, and that's always a great place to be. I love hearing that from you. Talking about being in your power. Yes, Phyllis. You're strong and you have that. There is matters of love that we're going to for you.
Okay.
Do you know what that's about?
Huh. Good question.
Okay.
I feel like I'm at the end of living in the desert, if I can use a metaphor.
Sure.
And I'm
totally.
Living in the desert. I live in the desert, and I've
right.
been looking around, and going, why do I live here? Just harsh.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, so, totally. Well, you're opening. I mean, since I first met you, you've gone through a massive transformation in your energy. And I think you're opening and you're really ready for finally ready to feel, to know that you're safe letting somebody in. Let's talk about, you know, what Emily and I were just talking about and Paula about being kids and not being safe, being who you are, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
What Paula was talking about. I've been going through that too, as far as being seen and,
just
stepping into your power, or what they say,
yes.
speak for the people who need to hear you, not the ones who need to hate you. I love that.
That's right. That's right. And you know, the world is changing and it makes me emotional.
Oh, yeah.
Because I am so somebody that believes that everybody should do whatever is right for them and it's none of my fucking business. Excuse my language. Like,
yeah,
for me, if you want to go like Trump and be in a cult, go be in a cult. Just leave everybody else out of it. Do you know what I mean? Like, go away. You know, you want to go hate,
right.
Go hate. Go do your thing. But leave everybody else out. Don't try to control what other people are doing. Do you know what I mean? And that goes both ways.
Yeah.
And I think that love, unity, harmony, acceptance is where we're going. So you can't stop it. It's where we're going. And we're a part of that generation that we're in the middle. You know what I mean? Like, I was born in the 70s. So, you know, we're in this sort of transition of radical change on the planet of what's okay and what's not okay and what's accepted and how beautiful it is that you have transgender people coming out and the suicide rates are going down. And these things are happening. They're slow, but they're happening. Right?
Yeah. You know, yeah, I want to ask something specifically that I wasn't going to, but, you know, I had this guy when I was downtown shooting, you know, just doing street photography. He just got triggered by something and just went off on me about my white privilege and my expensive camera, my hard drive and my high gigabyte card. Mm-hmm. And I'd given him a link to a workshop that's free for teens because he works with them, and you white women and your expensive or your $350 workshops. And, you know, he's not black, by the way, he was Chicano, but he's just triggered, I think, by the Black Lives Matter stuff.
Yeah. There's a lot of triggered things. And so when somebody spews hate at you, there's two things going on. So first of all, not about you. It's about his self-hatred.
Yeah.
Right. It's about him hating himself and feeling less than, you know, the racism thing, the sexism thing is rampant, but what is it really about? It's really about wounding. It's really about not loving and accepting yourself, because when you love and accept yourself, you love and accept others. It's just that simple. It's not more complicated
right.
than that. So, you know, I think that with that though, it's all about how you receive it. So when you're in that moment, do you feel shame? Do you feel defensive? Do you feel afraid? Do you feel angry? Whatever's coming up in you is yours. And that's for you to clean up.
You know, the funny thing is, Anadia, that I just felt kind of love, and I just let him talk because he got my phone number and called me and just went off on me. And he talked it out, and I could hear all this pain and what happened to him when he was younger and blah, 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 blah. But it's like, and then I reached a point where, okay, I have to, like, this guy's, you know, not in my
toxic.
Life. Goodbye.
Sure.
There's no reason. But the thing is, it still pisses me off. I just want to go, you know what, asshole, I worked for this camera. What's
Yeah,
what's
but
so
you don't have
shit?
To justify. But you don't have to justify.
I know.
But
I know.
This is you saying,
you know what,
wow, I still feel like I have to justify my creation. Instead of, I can shine and go, hey, I'm a master creator and I manifested this shit. You go manifest your own life. You know, this is what people do. And the reason they don't like, you know, a lot of the white people don't like the white privilege thing is because they're like, wow, I'm still not thriving. So how could I have privilege? Do you see what I'm saying? Like, people don't know how to adopt that. And it's not your white privilege that got you what you got it. It's your focus and your choice of what you chose to manifest. You know, now there are people that were born with a silver spoon in their mouth that manifest poverty. And there are people like my grandmother who was born in the Depression and manifested abundance, you know? So I think
right.
it's really about you owning that you're not going to be shamed for being successful. Because what did that guy tell you? If you shine and you're successful and you're abundant, I'm going to shame you. So that's your stuff of going, wait, you know what? No, letting that go.
Yeah, that helps. I guess I keep going back to this being pissed off stuff where I just see it, particularly here in this culture, maybe it's everywhere, men who dump on women. You know, that's the way
I saw it too. Well, I don't experience that. So you're experiencing that for a reason. I actually experience the opposite. So, but what am I looking at? It's whatever I'm focused on. There's every kind of person everywhere, right?
Right.
Every kind of person is everywhere. So what you're saying is I have my own resentment at men that I need to clean up. I don't trust men. I need to clean that shit up. I want to attract men. I swear to God, I attracted having two boys so I could raise beautiful men because they exist. My husband, beautiful man. His father, beautiful man. You know, I'm surrounded by sensitive, caring, loving men in my life. My brother is an artist and super sensitive and a huge heart. So I have a different experience than you because I'm surrounded by sensitive, heart-driven men. So that means you need to go, I want those people. I want the heart-driven people. I want the people that are loving and kind and sensitive and empathetic because there's a lot of them out there. And this is a part you attracting the love you want.
Okay. I figured it was connected because that came through. Yeah,
exactly. I love that you put that together. Thank you, Phyllis.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Nadia. Happy New Year.
You too. all right. Next I have 808. Hello.
Hi, Nadia. It's Kathy.
Hi. Long time no talk.
Yes, I know.
Just emailing.
Right.
Talk to me, Mama. So, what's going on?
Oh, I think a general would be good.
All right. Let's see, Kathy. Okay. Girl, swear to God, I'm gonna kick this out of you at some point. Which is there's this real strong desire to expand and open up, okay? But there's still this, your mind just keeps limiting your options. You're still looking at things in a narrow view, okay? And I want you to open up and go, show me the evidence of where I want to go. Because there's still this sense of, I only see what is possible in my mind. Does that make sense to you?
Right, and that's what I keep manifesting, only what I see in my mind versus...
Correct. Opening the valve to go, show me the magic, right? Show me the money from that movie. I love quoting movies because it's always fun. Let me just see if I can give you something to help you open up to that. I'm looking for Kathy here.
That'd be great.
Help Kathy open up to it. Mm. So contrary to every other person, it's like you kind of need to get angry. You kind of need to go, I'm sick of this. No more. I'm ready to open. Let's go. Like, I want this sort of, because you're not that personality type. I am that personality type. So I need to like relax more, allow more, do less. You need to like get mad. You need to step up and go, I've had enough. I'm done limiting myself. I'm ready to go. Let's do this, universe. Like this sort of calling in that power and strength, if that makes sense also. I know it's weird, but it's not what you do.
Well, I have done that.
Good.
But unfortunately, I think what happens is it keeps me in that anger, frustration place. It's like, yeah, I'll yell and say, this is ridiculous. I'm done with this crap. You know, I want something different. I want something better.
I hear what you're saying. You're saying, I'm done with this, but you're not saying, this is where I'm going. I'm going here,
right,
and no one's going to stop me. You know what I mean? Like this is the path I'm choosing. I'm going this way. I love watching documentaries on powerful people because you see that that's what they do. No matter what the world is telling them, no matter how much rejection they get or attack they get or told they're wrong, they're going, no, I'm going this way. And they always win because they're listening to something. So what you want to do, what I want for you so much, Kathy, is to go, I'm headed towards my abundance and power and nothing is in my way. I'm ready. I'm 100% ready, universe. Let's do this. Let's party. You know, I'm done with this. This is where we're going. That's what I mean by sort of a direct using that anger in a positive way as opposed to staying in the resentment. using it as a bouncing off point to make a different choice of where you put your energy. So I feel like there's one more thing here. So hold on, Kathy. Hold on. Yeah. When you are sitting down to sort of do the work, how do you feel? Like when you're sitting down, like, okay, I want to clean this up. What is it that you do?
Get distracted really easily.
Yeah, sure. Because there's resistance.
Yeah.
There's resistance. So your resistance is, I'm afraid that I won't hear anything, you know, from my inner being. I'm afraid that I'm going to get there and I'm not going to know what to do. Right. And there's also, I was talking about this with a client, how there's such a, I tend to be one, I like having like instant manifestation. So I'm like, oh, I'll clean the kitchen, you know, because I know I'll feel better when the kitchen's clean, instead of let me sit down and do 30 minutes of like really digging deep on what's going on with me. You know what I mean? And I've learned that I'm like, no, don't clean the kitchen. I got to sit down. Now there's not a guarantee that I'm going to get the same satisfaction by the end of that 30 minutes. But I got to sit down and do it. And 9 out of 10 times I actually do get it. But what you need to do is practice that choosing a path. I'm choosing, no matter what it looks like right now, it doesn't matter. So it doesn't matter if the clients aren't here or whatever it is that's manifesting or the COVID or blah, 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 blah. None of it matters. Where am I going? Remember I said, don't let the what is consume you. What am I headed? Where am I going? That's what I want you to. And I'm glad I want you to do that before our 30-minute reading. I want you to get on that path so we can really spend the time nailing in that path as opposed to getting rid of the resistance to get you on it.
Yeah, I did really appreciate when you mentioned that earlier. It says, oh, that's a really good one. I'm going to have to listen back and remember that one. So, yeah.
Yeah, you mean – yeah. No problem. It's hard because it's all about you know, I've had people literally say, I'm like, oh, your person's here, but you can slow it down. The money's there, but you can slow it down or let it in faster. And so that's when we redo readings. I'm like, okay, well, let me see what's in your field and how close it is right as of right now, where you are. That's what the readings are really about. You know, where are you right now? And you're definitely one of those people that's got to own your power, Kathy. You're just one of those people. And part of that is going, I can do this. I can make myself feel better. I can put myself in alignment. That's where you got to find your power. I can make the choice to do that.
Choosing, right.
That's easier said than done. It sure does. It does come up. It does, because we don't realize that we have to choose it. We still think that the world is functioning by responding to conditions. Mm-hmm. And we're going, no, I say, I see the condition. I ask for what I want and I stay focused on what I want. That's it. See the condition, stay focused on what I want.
Right.
Where do I want to go?
Okay.
It doesn't matter what's happening right now. COVID's gone. As far as I'm concerned, it's gone. It's done.
Oh yeah.
You know, I'm like, oh, we're shutting down
again.
It's fine. It's fine. It's all working out. Like I have no stuff around that. You know what I mean? But other things I'm like, oh, you know, so it's just taking it where the triggers are.
Yeah. And then not letting the triggers keep me there.
Don't let them take you down. Vent it.
Yeah.
Release it. Turn it around.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy.
That's the thing. Thank you so much. Love you, Nadia. Talk to you soon.
Love you. Next, I have 651. 651. Hello.
Good morning, Nadia. It's Linda in Minnesota. I'm so glad I got to talk to you.
Yay. Tell me what's going on, girl.
I'm gonna request a 30-minute, but I my internet is out, so I can't do it till my internet comes back on.
That's fine, because we can book it the last week of December, so by then it should be in.
Okay, just like make a note. I'll be, because the money came in yesterday. I was so happy. I was like, woo, okay, I'll take a general.
Yes. By the way, good for you. Manifesting money coming in. I like that. I like hearing that. Mm-hmm. I love hearing when you guys
it's so fun.
Yes, it
especially
is.
Especially when it comes
Linda.
Out of nowhere.
Oh, yes, girl. That brings me so much joy. I can't even tell you the joy it brings me when you guys own your power. It literally makes me cry. I get so happy to hear that, Linda. I can't even tell you. I'm overjoyed. More of that, please. So
yes, more please.
Yes, the what I'm seeing for you is, first of all, I definitely see a massive shift from the last time we spoke, and I love seeing that. There is definitely, this is really interesting because literally what they brought in was a improvement in finances and money and personal pleasures. So I want you to focus on, I want to feel more pleasure, more joy, more fun coming in. Being aware that you've been making choices to keep yourself safe. And so you want to really make choices on where am I going to have the most joy and fun, and not make it based on how you're going to be. You will be safe if you focus on the joy and the fun.
Okay.
You're definitely coming up in to a new door that you're going to have to open.
Feels
soon.
Like it.
There's a new door. Yeah, there's a new door. Be ready for it. And so much about you is getting out of that victim place and moving into that being
for
you.
Sure.
And that's what I feel you moving towards. It literally makes me cry. I get very excited. Okay.
I'm very excited.
Very, very excited.
I feel like I've taken off that poor me cloak.
Yes. Yes. And this is when things can really happen because you're starting to go, wait, I can do this. Wait, I'm powerful. You're starting to really own that. Keep on that track, Linda. Keep on working on that personal power because you will see it so fast right now. The manifestations of it are so fast. And I really want this for you.
Okay. I do too. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Linda.
Bless you.
You too.
Love you.
Love you. God, you guys are so amazing. You guys really uplift me. Okay, next I have 303. Hello.
Hey, Nadia, it's Robin now from California.
Hi, beautiful lady.
How you doing?
Good. I love all your posts on Facebook. I'm always like, yes, girl, every time you post something. We're so on the same page, Robin, so on the same page.
I am busy. So I can't wait till the half hour.
Yes.
If you could give me a general, because I am in some resistance and rage.
Okay, talk to me a little bit more about it. Talk to me a little bit more about what's coming up for you.
Oh, I feel like the stuff I'm good at and the stuff I want to do is, I don't want to say impossible to manifest, but I'm getting like negative reactions and to my power. And
so like what we were talking about earlier is when I'm in my power, the word I'm hearing is I'm betrayed for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
There's like a betrayal that you feel of. It's really, really deep old betrayal. So that's what I feel like the resistance is.
Okay.
Let me just look here. Let me see. There's definitely this sense of needing to walk away from something or someone. Or some part of yourself. There's something that you're stuck on or an old way that let me get some clarity. Can you give me a little bit more about what's the reaction when you're in your power?
Of other people, what it feels like other people?
Correct. Yes.
That I'm a know-it-all, that I'm pushy, that I'm, I don't know if it's needing attention.
Okay. So
yeah,
I'm betrayed.
Pants.
Sure, sure. So the two things I would say is, first of all, I totally get that. Okay, I totally get that feeling. And I could definitely come off arrogant or whatever. And the reason I would come off arrogant is because I'm triggered by what I'm talking about. And I'm talking down to the person.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying? So the challenge is, why am I talking down? Because I'm judging them.
Okay.
Now, I don't do that with clients, but I do it with my husband. Okay, like I do with him. I was like, well, you should figure that shit out. That's your problem. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, if you knew the laws of the universe, then maybe you wouldn't be doing that stupid thing you're doing. You know what I mean? Like, I can get that way. And I'm sure like it's like your kids or the people closest to you. It's not typically clients. So there's also when I'm really guarded and I'm not really open So what I'm feeling more for you is, you know, this is what they're showing me is I have to show you how strong and powerful I am. And so there's a little guard up over your heart instead of the vulnerability of your power. And that's the part that's going to not give you any backlash. That's the part where if people are like, you're a smarty pants, like, yeah, I am. I'm so smart. You're right. I am a smarty pants. You know, like no big deal, you know, no big deal. But if I'm really like triggered, then it's like, oh, if that's hurting my feelings because I'm acting like a know-it-all or whatever it is, it's because I have my heart closed to that person that I'm talking
okay.
to.
Yep.
So, and I think with you, it's so interesting because I see you as such an open-hearted person. So what do you think about those people that are saying this to you closes your heart?
Yeah. I just want everybody to get on with it. Like, there is a frustration. Right. Like, can't we just get this and move on?
Sure. So there's a judgment. That's where the judgment is coming
from.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
So I always just say, like, if I'm getting that feedback and I'm not like, hey, that's your stuff, it's all good. Like, if I'm not having that response,
yep.
then there's something I'm doing, you know?
Okay. Yep.
So, I mean, I tend to go, oh, my God, what am I doing wrong? That's my thing. I think you're going, I'm getting the response that is responding to me being closed. And so much of what I've seen you walk
okay.
into, Robin, is this opening to yourself. And that your true
yeah.
power is really soft. Your true power is softer. It's like, wow, I find myself being like, God, I really want to move forward right now. I really want to like push forward and get this done. Instead of, you need to change because I'm annoyed. Okay. You feel the difference in that? I made it pretty clear.
Yeah, I
made it pretty clear. But yeah, I mean, I do it with my kids. I'm like, get your damn shoes on so I feel better and we can get out on time. Instead of, guys, I'm really getting frustrated that every morning getting the shoes on takes 20 minutes. Like, we need to do something about this because,
right.
oh my God. Okay. I'm trying to just,
right.
you know, I'm using that silly example, but it's a real one in my house.
Yeah.
It is a real one
yeah.
in my house.
It's for real.
It's for real.
For real.
It's amazing how getting your kids out the door can be the most activating thing in the entire world. Like it's incredible. You remember when your girls were little, but yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy town. Or anything else around this for Robin? I do get one other thing. Yeah. When you're really coming from your higher voice, none of it's going to come off that way. Because I think what you're getting, the information you're getting is correct. You're just, the
mm-hmm.
filter is blocked. Your filter isn't open when you're expressing it.
Okay. Yep. That,
you know?
That's
and
it.
That's it's just owning
yep.
that. It's just owning that. Because your true power is you're like me. We need to allow more. We need to open more. We need to get in receptive mode more, not to try to control more. Because that's where we go.
Yeah.
You and I are very similar in that way.
Yeah.
Control more, I
yeah.
go in my shit. I'm in my shit. It doesn't work for me.
Yeah. 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 No, I just want people I want to work with, and it feels like it's my career and money and everything.
Yeah, but you want to bring the people that, you know, with money, you can go, I'm feeling anxious. It's really owning your anxiety and not needing other people to change so your anxiety gets soothed.
Okay.
I know. It's so much easier if they change. they won't. But they won't. I know.
Okay.
It's
awesome.
Very hard. Okay. Thanks, Robin.
Okay. Okay, bye.
You got to so many of you guys today. Unfortunately, we have 1 minute left. You guys, I will be live. Oh, my God. It'll be January 2nd. New year, you guys. I'm pumped. Feeling good. I think that this is going to be an amazing time. Those of you that still want readings, email me at nadia@intuitionbynadia.com. We're looking at that last week of December. So if you can kind of fast track it and give me your available times for that last week, that would be great. Sending you guys so, 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 so much love. And I will talk to you next year.